Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. I'm excited to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story. Tonight we're going to pick up again on the cyber sex series with part two, which is the girlfriend experience. Something that you might like to take a listen to make your temperature rise. And we're taking you in the day of a life of a sex worker, Candace. So Candace is giving you her point of view to what her day is like. So hopefully you enjoy what you listen to. But anywho, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media, on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok at JStevette. I'm also on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, Jaylana Stevette the author, and Jay Willis. I've got three monetized pages there, so you can always check me out in any of those places if you want to see me daily on social media. Now, if you want to get more of a listen to me, you can purchase my first book on audio, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's on Audible, so you can take a listen to that and get some urban erotica, a little bit of humor, but it's a really, really, really good story. And I know if my listeners are listening to Naughty Tales and Sex and a Single Girl, that you definitely will like Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Now, and speaking of upcoming projects, the sequel to Tabby is almost done with the first round of editing. So the first round of editing will be done around December the 9th. And coincidentally, at that time, I'll be turning in my third book to my publisher. So next year in May, I'm going to have about two books coming out. I'm thinking May for Tabby and probably July, August for the second book. So Get ready. I've got some amazing things in the works as far as writings. And of course, I've got these short, sexy stories that I'll be telling here on all of my platforms. So just let me know what you think. Like, subscribe, follow, share, tell your friends, tell everybody about these naughty tales, because they are catching on like wildfire. So I just want to thank you for tuning in for all of that. Also, the lingerie line. Short, small pieces, bits by bit is all I'm going to tell you. So when it's ready, it'll be completely ready. Okay? And okay. And I believe that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way. So let's dive right back in to our story. Cyber Sex, Part 2, The Girlfriend Experience. Part 2, The Girlfriend Experience. My next client was Alvin Peterson, an overweight CEO in his 40s who lived alone. Alvin was 5'10", about 320 pounds, white with a military buzz cut. He came from a family with a strict preference for military and healthy eating. And as a chubby kid, Alvin developed a complex about his weight from his family. And the very thing they teased him with, Alvin used for fuel as rebellion. Alvin had a master's from Vanderbilt in business. but can never master his eating habits or interactions with the opposite sex. Then working hard and being promoted through his company, now he simply didn't have time for the thing he longed for the most besides a hot Reuben sandwich, a girlfriend. And that's where I, Candace, come in. I, Candace, am Alvin's full-time cyber girlfriend. I looked at myself in the mirror, made sure my face was beautiful, and that I had on his favorite black teddy. My phone dinged, and a notification from my email from my leasing office indicated that my rent on my expensive high-rise condo had just been received. Alvin just paid his monthly bill. I smiled and knew it was time to entertain my cyber boyfriend. I turned on the camera to see Alvin sitting on the couch. Hey, sexy boyfriend.
Baby, you flatter me. Are you hungry?
I had my chef whip up something real good. No, baby. You're all the food I need. Look at you all handsome. Did you take the day off for me, baby?
Now, you know there are no days off for me, baby.
But I did manage to block off a couple of hours off my schedule just for you. That's so thoughtful of you. I'm so glad I'm your girlfriend.
You are?
Of course.
Even though I'm not physically fit like the rest of those men?
You can have any man you want to. Why do you want to be mine?
Because I love spending time with you. Plus, I like a man with plenty of meat on his bones.
You're not afraid to eat. And it's a huge turn on.
Oh, my Candace. I'm getting hungry and turned on at the same time.
Alvin reaches over to the end table and picks up a plate that he had been eating off of. He shoves a fork full of bacon, eggs, and potatoes in his mouth.
Now slow down, Daddy. You don't want to go too fast. Have a drink. Relax. We have plenty of time.
Alvin breathed deeply, picked up the glass of orange juice and took a swig. Alvin wiped his forehead and said,
I'm sorry. I just get a little excited. I just hadn't seen you in a couple of weeks, and I was missing my girlfriend.
Baby, I totally understand. But I'm yours, remember? Now let's take this slow, because there are levels to this. Remember? Alvin nods. I instruct him to sit down so that we all can have a chat. Alvin goes to the closet and pulls out his life-size Candace doll and places her on the couch. Alvin goes to the closet and pulls out his life-size Candace doll and places her on the couch. Candace the dolly was dressed in a black lace teddy. She was brown-complected with a small waist and enormous tits and a big bottom. Her face was more robot-like than the usual blow-up dolls, and her lips were full. And it didn't have the open mouth effect
as the older blow-up dolls looked. I looked at the blow-up doll, and I'd seen it multiple times before. But every time I look at it, I am just blown away. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be impressed or offended. I looked at the blow-up doll again. Her lips were full, but her face was more robot-like than usual. But Alvin was the CEO, remember? So he can have anything the way he liked it. So Candace the dolly was fueled by modern technology. Alvin sat next to the doll and said, "I see you wore my favorite teddy. I love how that black lace looks on you. Thank you, sexy boyfriend. Are you ready for your day today?" "Of course. But all those meetings get bored one after the other." "I can imagine. But I'm sure some of those executive women are hot in the boardroom. I might get a little jealous." Alvin strokes the doll Candace and says, "Now you know, no one can ever take your place, baby." Now that's what I wanted to hear. Alvin leans in for a kiss. He embraces Dolly Candace slowly, and I make moaning noises as if the kiss is hot and passionate for me. Alvin comes up for air and takes his fingers to explore the lace of Dolly Candace's lingerie. "Oh, Alvin, your touch feels really good. Are you trying to get yourself in trouble before you go to work?" "Oh, I want to be in trouble. I want to be late for my own meeting." Alvin looks at the camera at me, and I touch my body and say, "I promise not to make you late, but I definitely want to make sure my boyfriend is satisfied. I can't let you look at those hot chicks all day. You need me to think about." I let my hands travel south, down my body. Alvin begins to touch himself and moan. I stare at the camera and say, "You got me so hot over here. I don't know how much more I can take. Let me please you in every way. Take all of me this morning, please." Alvin gets excited and grabs the remote. He stands before Dolly Candace and pushes the button of the remote to adjust the doll's mouth. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jelana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Alvin gets excited and grabs the remote. He stands before Dolly Candace and pushes the button of the remote to adjust the doll's mouth. The doll's mouth opens wide, and Alvin then adjusts his trousers and lets them drop to the floor. I watch him. I say, "Oh, baby, I want you to come in my mouth." "Not today, baby. I want to smack that juicy ass of yours. Can I have you, please?" "Oh, yes. But let me take you in my mouth first, please." "You don't have to say another word. I'm already there." Alvin inserts his cock inside of doll Candace and adjusts the remote. He grabs a hold of her face and his shaft moves in and out of her mouth slowly. As the remote closes on his penis, I moan. Alvin strokes faster. I moan a little louder. "I know you like this cock in your mouth, don't you?" I make sounds of wetness. "Oh, baby, your mouth feels so good." Alvin strokes Candace doll's mouth. He strokes deep, and I gag. Alvin releases himself from doll Candace and lays her face down on the sofa. I say, "Oh, baby, your mouth felt so good. I can't wait until you give it to me, sexy boyfriend." Alvin enters the doll from behind. I gasp aloud. Alvin strokes at jackrabbit speed. I yell, "Oh God, fuck me, boyfriend. Oh yeah, this pussy feels so good. You're amazing, my boyfriend. You like this cock, don't you? Oh, I love your fat cock. Fuck me harder." Alvin pumps harder. I moan. He pumps and pumps, and I moan some more. "Take this fat cock, baby." "I'm trying, baby. It feels so good. You want to come all over this fat cock?" "Oh, yes. Let me come all over your fat cock, baby." Alvin shifts his pumps in the third gear. I moan and I yell loudly. I say, "Oh, my God. My sexy boyfriend. I'm coming." Alvin pumps harder and faster and says, "Damn, baby, you're turning me on. Let me come inside your fat pussy." "Yes, boyfriend, fuck me harder and come inside me." Alvin strokes harder and faster until he could no longer contain himself. Alvin releases his emotions inside of Candace, the doll. Alvin collapsed on the couch and looked in the camera, and I smiled. I smiled back at him and blew him a kiss. He took a deep breath in and out. We knew our time together had come to an end. Alvin picked up the remote. We blew each other one last kiss. and ended our video chat. I laughed to myself after the chat. Entertaining Alvin was pure, clean, erotic fun. I couldn't linger there for long, though. I had to get myself ready for my last and final client of the day. And this client would require me to do a little extra work sexually. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jelana Stevette. And I just want to take this time to say a huge thank you to my audience that has been growing by leaps and bounds. You guys are loving these naughty tales, aren't you? Aren't you? Yes, you are. I can tell because my audience has doubled and even tripled over the past few weeks. So I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners. Keep listening. Keep telling folks word of mouth is the best recipe to get listeners. So keep telling all of your friends. Tell all your girlfriends. Tell all of your guy friends. Follow me on social media. Follow these pages. Like and subscribe and share and get on YouTube and see me as well. But just support, 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 because your support to me means everything, right? Right. So I want to give a special shout out to all of my listeners worldwide, baby. Worldwide. In the United States, in India, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, in China, in Canada, in New Zealand, in South Africa, in Taiwan, the Philippines, Norway, Germany, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Indonesia. And for those of you who are just tuning in from all of the other countries that I have not got the demographics on yet, I want to thank you in advance because your support to me does not go unnoticed and it means the world to me because it's because of you that I'm able to share these amazing gifts of mine. So thank you, listeners. Keep tuning in, whether you are on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, on Breaker, on CastBox, wherever you're listening. Just keep tuning in and keep sharing and keep listening because I love you.